This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. Chapter 1 of the Weight Drop Workshop is about how to approach this work. And it's very simple. Basically, I want to invite you to read the first 3 sections, Getting Started, The Framework of Success, and One Bite at a Time. Read those carefully before you move on into the visualizations. This is the part where you're getting the framework, you're getting the mindset, you're stepping into, you know how if you can remember stepping into your grandma's house as a child, or if you step into your place of work, or if you step into a park, you get a different feeling. All these environments evoke a feeling in us. And right now what we're doing is we're stepping into the Weight Drop Workshop. Even though it's not a physical place, reading these first sections starts to get your mind in gear for what we're about to do. Once we get to the actual visualizations, you're going to find that they're really pretty simple. Some of them are a little bit longer, a little bit more involved than others, but the whole power of them is in you doing them. So we're taking the weight off your shoulders in terms of that you don't have to go on a diet, but you do have to do these visualizations. So in order for this to work, in order for you to actually be in this workshop. Now, let me just tell you right off the bat, probably you're not going to do all of them all of the time, because I'm going to give you a very rigorous program of doing the visualizations. And once I do give that to you, it's a suggestion. You don't have to do all of them. But you want to do as many of them as you can comfortably do. The more of it you do, the more you are exercising that muscle, the more you're training your mind to go in this path. During the first week of the visualizations, you'll be doing those as often as possible. Then once we add the next week's visualizations, we're going to be adding and adding until by the end you're going to have a whole lot of visualizations to use. You're going to find out which ones are most resonant with you, which ones feel like they give you the most result. And so I trust you to know yourself better than I know you. You'll have an intuitive sense about how to work best with these visualizations. The main thing you want to focus on in the beginning is just getting into a routine so that it becomes a habit for you to do them. That you feel weird if you head off into your day without doing your visualizations. And that way we know that we're starting a lifelong shift toward you living your life at your ideal weight. I'll meet you on the next recording.